is Edward.
And this is...
Live. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good day.
Good day.
Whatever time you might be listening to us.
We want to thank you for coming back to listen in and check in on our podcast. Any new listeners out there, thank you. And we hope that we provoke your interest and your thoughts.
And today we are talking about reduce, reuse, recycle.
Since we always push our local agenda and how it's best to act locally to affect changes more effectively, we want to talk about how you can start local, and the meaning starting in your own household and working out through your own communities on recycling, reusing, and cutting down on plain and simple litter.
In questioning the narrative, how is your narrative on how you reduce, reuse, recycle? Do you actively recycle at your house, plastics, papers? Do you try to save things to use again later? So those are things to ask yourself. So into our story. I have to laugh about one in my recent memory. There is a comedian out there, a little shout out to Joe Coy. Don't know him personally, but you know, us Filipinos, we're cousins. And he makes the joke about moms reusing the Cool Whip container. Yes, I grew up with that reuse of the Cool Whip container. And I haven't seen Cool Whip in years, but suddenly somebody brought a Cool Whip container around and it just made me laugh. But that was the original Tupperware.
Exactly. I mean, I grew up where things were reused. Containers, linens for clothing. Clothing was reused for clothing. We are in a society now, I believe, where so much product is out there. The opportunity to buy new is there. And we get all these local, political, on the national level, and now world level, they all talk about how they want to save the world, save the environment. What true efforts are made to contain littering, to promote reusing products of plastic? Oh, we reuse, recycle, we get a green bin out in front of our driveway, which we find out, and a lot of times, are they really going to recycle centers? We have to find out what's going on, question our own beliefs and practices, and if we want to affect change, we have to start locally. So locally for me is in my home, and we try to reuse plastics, we try to recycle. What things, Avalon, do you consider or try to do within your home or locally?
Sure. I'm just thinking of stories of old first, and I'll get to one of my own. But my grandmother and her mother-in-law, which would be my great-grandmother, would recycle aluminum foil. They'd use it to wrap food up, they'd open it up, they'd wash it off, let it dry out, and use it again until it would fall apart. So they only bought that aluminum wrap maybe once a year, but figured out how to use it over and over again. And it's interesting, I mean, you think about these people who lived through the Great Depression and had to survive on basic needs. And it's interesting because in certain ways, culturally, we're going through that again with that Marie Kondo, I don't want to say her name properly, the lady who says, if it doesn't give you joy, get rid of it, and you can get rid of a million things in your home, anything. Because we do keep the oddest little things for ourselves, but
we do.
We also can find ways to use and recycle those things. One of the things I like to do is actually keep glass jars. And there's a particular yogurt out there that makes out of glass jars. And what do? I turn them into candles. And they become gifts. So that's actually a creative way that I reuse. I don't know what they do with them once they get their gift. But
and I do something very similar. I reuse those containers to put plants in. I'm not saying I have the greatest of green thumbs, but the plant does grow eventually. Doesn't really blossom all the time, but you know, it makes me feel good. So
yeah, absolutely. I think the grocery stores tried to make a great effort with making everybody bring their recyclable bags or non-recyclable bags. Purchase them and use those. Of course, this past year, that stopped for a while, but we're back to that. In the olden days, that's what people did. In Europe, people still do that and have always done that, where they bring their own bag. It was, again, just the American lifestyle where we went from paper bags to plastic bags.
Well, we see the movement. It started and it's kind of waned, in my viewpoint. We had a recent young guest on our show, Kidvid, and here is a child that is well under 10, I think 6 or 7 is his age. The one thing that he put on there at the end of our interview really touched me. We're not scripting anything with a child. It's free form. It's let it go. And here is a child who put in at the end about littering and save the seas. Here's another child in our world who's affected by our decisions, but yet we as adults continue to make the same decisions over and over. How many times do you drive down the road in your community, interstate, wherever, and there is trash on the side of the road? Somebody's taking their food, and instead of holding it in their car until they pulled over wherever they were going, decided it was better to throw it out of their moving vehicle and litter on the side of the road. Just a couple weeks ago, there was a video, I believe from Alaska, maybe it was somewhere else in Canada. There's a moose walking around that's had a tire stuck around its neck for 2 years that somebody threw out. And here's an animal, a baby moose at the time, that got its head stuck in it, couldn't get it out, and started to grow. And the police had to cut it off. First off, they're putting their life in danger with a moose. Our actions have repercussions. It's not just the seas that are polluted. It's our mountains, it's our streams, it's our rivers, it's our urban and suburban communities.
And the bays. Chemical companies, for at least a century, if not longer, have been allowed to dump their waste in the water. Oh, but it's only at a certain level of toxins, so it's okay. I don't understand that. I really don't. There's a company I just read about in the news recently who has shutting their doors. So they're letting all of their toxins out in the river and allowed to do so instead of finding some different way of containment or burying or whatever, which is going into the waters, which is flowing out to the beaches, which people are swimming in, killing fish, making it just intolerable. And then you have days where the lifeguards come out and say, can't swim today.
Well, I've even heard of people talking about going to the beach. You can't really tell anything's in the water, but the smell. Mm-hmm. They can't even sit there and enjoy the beach because of the smell. The birds aren't even eating out of the water. That should tell us a lot.
Yeah. If nature can't support itself on nature, what are we going to support ourselves on?
We just need to quit the talk and actually start walking that walk. All would like to keep a nice, healthy, beautiful planet. But everybody that goes out there and starts acting globally, it's not going to happen. We've talked about and I have preached about, basically, and I'm not even a preacher. I'm not even certified online. Can you believe that? I should get my online certification. Act local is you can make effective changes faster. Would you rather see your community start striving to be better or the community next to you? You live in your community, start at home. It's easy. Go out and make sure that there's a recycle program. Put up some signs. Just make some signs up out of recycled cardboard. Put them up on some poles near, like, grocery stores or on your street that just says, hey, remember, try to recycle or reuse. You get through to one person, you've had a successful day.
Sure, and there's even some small companies, too, who will take back the containers of their products to reuse, give you a discount for that. There's, I believe it's a sock manufacturer that once you get holes in your sock, you send them back, they shred them up, and they use that as a percentage of their new socks. Mm-hmm. I mean, when something says recyclable material on it, that's where it's coming from. It's coming from something that has been used, and gently used. Don't be gross.
Well, as when I was growing up, every day, myself and a couple of my friends would ride our bikes up and down the dirt road. We'd collect thrown out glass bottles. We'd collect those. We'd take them back to the merchandise store. And the owner, Mr. D, we got our refund for him, and we bought candy. Now, all of a sudden, that was put to a stop decades ago, gradually. Only a few states, I believe, even do it now. What if you had that same thing happen to truly recapture the used plastics? Not saying that you get a nickel for 50 pounds. Put some real true initiatives in there. It always doesn't have to be monetary. It can be you get a gift card to say that you can go to a store and get a free bottle of water. There's ways to promote this. Think old school, because, you know, like you mentioned earlier with your grandparents and your family reusing aluminum foil, it worked. They reused. They recycled.
It's the idea of everything new, old is new again. These have been done before. I mean, yes, our products are different than they used to be. But absolutely, talk to your parents, talk to your grandparents, if they're still around, of ways that they were creative with their lifestyle and using things again. There's a lot of exchanges for children and mothers who do those exchanges with the clothing or the toys that have been gently used or used for a month or used even once before they can be given to another child. Children grow so fast that there's opportunities to share those things with others in your family or wherever.
Like with clothing. Reusing children's clothing to give to other children in your family or friends. Or giving them to a community center where they have children there that are in need. Adults can do the same thing with their clothes. I at times have given my clothes to veterans groups. I believe that clothes should go to women's shelters. I know that you in the past have taken up clothes drives to send back to the Philippines.
Right. We do send clothes to our relatives in the Philippines, and they're very grateful for them. You're talking about people who have two or three outfits for a week sometimes, and that's it. They wash them, they wear them, they wash them, they wear them. Mm-hmm. When one thing is dry, they wear the next.
There are women's shelters where, unfortunately, some of these ladies are walking in there, and the only thing that they were able to get out of a situation with was the clothes on their back and the clothes on their children's back. A new dress could go a long way. Veterans, same thing. A new suit, a new dress can go a long way. A new suit to them is a used suit to you. And let's be honest, I'm the same way. I have a couple pair of pants. I still have that hope I might get back into them. But when do I get to the realization that I may not, and I'm keeping someone else from making good use out of them? There's groups out there that need things. It's just up to us to act, and we have to act locally. We don't have to worry about the big city or the worldly effect when all communities and all these little townships and counties start getting together and everyone starts making their individual changes. That's how big change happens.
Another thing people often don't think about is even bulk purchases, such as grocery stores. Some of those things in the bulk are the brand names that are packaged and marked up six times more. Oftentimes, the brand name of the store is a bigger brand name, but packaged as the store. So, in cost-wise, you can change the packaging to bring the pricing down in what's being used by companies in some of those choices. And again, it's a collective. If more of us do this, then the companies who are trying to pay attention are going to pay attention to what their consumers want.
Exactly. If you've noticed, we have not talked about is global warming. This is not a conversation about global warming. This is a conversation to think locally and, again, within your own home, within your own environment, about just keeping litter off the streets, animals from choking and dying or getting into our streams and eroding them, the chemicals getting into our water supplies. This is what this conversation is about. Another great way is solar power. Now, there are states out there that have programs that where if they don't pay you the full amount back, you get a certain amount of money back at the end of the year on your taxes. I have seen a lot of homes in my area that have been putting solar panels on their homes. One house here within the last 2 weeks did the entire roof. Not just six panels, they did the entire roof. Check in with your state and your local community governments to see if not paid for entirely, what kind of rebate or money back you may get at the end of the year. It's worth it.
One of my things onto the littering piece, because that was also, is quit dumping your waters and your coffees in parking lots so that we step in them when we step out of our cars. That's just gross.
And your masks. That's just the new litter thing, is masks.
It's just, be responsible. There's, walk 3 feet out of your car and pour it in the grass or a bush or something. That's not going to affect other people and bring your germs on the bottom of my shoes into my car and then into my house.
Exactly.
It's disgusting.
And with that, act local, think local.
Question the narrative. There's always different ways to do things and think about things that can be helpful not only to yourself, the environment, your community. Thank you for joining us today for another episode of
Life. Thank you.
Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. This episode has been brought to you by 1 Minute Calm. Breathe, live, and love the moment you're in. Enjoy 1 Minute Calm to experience a deserved moment of peace, serenity, and mindfulness. Smile. You deserve this minute of joy. 1 Minute Calm can be found on all the major social media networks at 1 Minute Calm. Zimoff Entertainment International.